Hey everybody, what's up? This is Gary Bibb from Bibb and Yaz Take Over the World. You can find us at bibsrevenge.com. That's BIBBSREVENGE.com. Got a little clip coming up for you to give you a little taste of what our show is about, how we go about things. It's basically an interview with a German, I don't know what you want to call him, mathematician, I guess would be best, Gert Mettering. He did some pretty impressive stuff with some numbers that other people couldn't do with calculators. So why don't you give it a listen? If you like what you hear, come back to our site, check us out. We generally have 1 to 2 podcasts up a week. Like I said, you can find us at bibsrevenge.com. You can always leave us comments on the site or email us. You can email me at garybibb@bibsrevenge.com. Or you can interview Yaz at yazthedestroyer.com. So here's your interview clip. I hope you enjoy it. It's pretty long. It's about 12 minutes. But guaranteed to make you laugh. But if you don't get at least one laugh out of this, then you're definitely not breathing. All right, so we're going to do this bit, but where do you think you're going? Where are you going?
I got to go take a leak.
Why are you taking a leak?
Because I guess this is an important
interview. This is like a big, big story. And
give me a break, dude. So you can just interview the guy yourself. I don't have to be here. I have to let him in anyway. He's outside knocking on the door.
Right. We have a doorbell.
I guess it doesn't work.
No, I guess not.
So right. Your dog probably puked on it.
And then the other dog took some Exalax and crapped on it. So it's all caked up. Nothing that's theoretically impossible that the dog can puke that high and shit that high.
Why not? Why is it theoretically impossible?
Dude, the doorbell's 4 foot off the ground. Yeah. My dog's ass doesn't go up that high.
I didn't say shit on it, but Shaggy could definitely projectile vomit.
No, he can't. He's too old. He's a diabetic. Give me a break. Are you leaving a room or what?
Yeah, I'm out of here.
All right. So anyway, people. This big interview we got, I guess I have, you know, being that I'm all alone. 38-year-old from Germany. He has a degree in psychology, education, and computer science. This guy is uber smart. Okay, this is probably one of the smartest people. It has to be around on Earth. He broke the calculation record. Here, I'll read you the headline. Frankfurt, Germany. Okay, 38-year-old with degrees in psychology, education, and computer science needed only 11.8 seconds to calculate the 13th root of a 100-digit number in his head, setting a new record. That's pretty darn near impossible. Especially when you come to figure that people with calculators needed more time to solve the problem. The guy's name is Gert Mettering, and we flew him in. Because we have a budget now. Because I work. So I have a budget, you know. It's sort of weird doing this by myself. But I'm not by myself anymore. I have Gert Mettering here. Gert, what's up?
Hello, everybody.
Gert. You're a 38-year-old with degrees in psychology, education, and computer science, right?
Yes, but I never had sex with women.
See, you must have ESP. ESP. Right, yeah, ESP too, because I was going to ask you that question. Have you ever had a date? You answered it.
I don't think I ever kissed a woman before. No, I do not have extensory protection.
What? You know, for like a really smart guy, you're killing me. It took you 11.8 seconds to calculate the 13th root of a 100-digit number. How did you get that good?
I have no fucking clue. Why are you laughing at me?
I don't know. What? I'm afraid to ask you another question, Gert.
Yes, my name is Gert.
Burger. Can I get a Big Mac? Can I get a value meal?
I don't work at McDonald's. I work at I can't do this interview. You keep laughing at me.
Well,
and you laughing is making me laugh.
Yeah, I agree. I'm laughing because I'm thinking of the insect song. I'm sorry, Gert.
Yes, the insect song is pretty funny.
It is, right? Have you ever heard it before?
Yes, I heard it.
Are you in it?
I'm sure, yeah, remember?
Are you in the song?
I'm not retarded. I just can't talk right.
Have you ever seen another woman's breast besides your mother's?
My mother has breasts?
My God. So,
where are breasts?
Now, you originally, you beat the previous record. I can't believe there was a record for this already.
Some nerds did this before.
He's a French guy, so it figures the Germans are beating the French.
Stupid gay French guy.
Alexis Lemaire. Yeah, he did that in 2002.
He's never kissed a woman before.
I don't think he has. But what?
His glasses are thicker than mine.
His glasses are thicker than yours?
Yeah.
Who has more tape holding theirs together?
I think I do.
But tell me, like, what goes into the process of the calculation in your head?
I have no clue. I must have stepped in dog shit. I got lucky.
Did you stay at a Holiday Inn?
Yeah, I stay at a Holiday Inn in Frankfurt, Germany.
Okay. But seriously, what?
I'm not a mathematician. I just stayed at a Holiday Inn.
Was there a gamer convention in town? A video game?
Yes, I was there representing GameStop.
Yeah, but I really need to know what goes into, like, your thought process.
Well, I first think of an elegant problem-solving algorithm, and the result comes immediately. I kicked that French guy's ass.
You really did, just like in World War II, where the French just laid down for you. Right?
Yes. And the Nazis raped their women.
Do you even know what a woman is?
No. But I've heard it said before.
I would imagine you frequent the internet, and you would know what porn sites are, unless your parents blocked them. Do you still live in your parents' basement?
No, I live in the attic.
You've moved up in the world.
Yes. 3 floors.
Coughing. The insect song's getting to me.
What is this porn thing you're talking about?
I don't know.
I just see videos of people sitting on each other all the time.
Sitting on each other?
Sitting. Like out of your ass.
You're watching. Yeah, well, you're from Germany, so that would be some German stuff going on there.
Yeah, but they're Japanese.
Japanese?
Yeah.
Yeah, are they puking on each other too?
Oh, puke, piss, everything.
Oh, I can't. And do you like that? I mean,
I don't know. I think there's women on there.
But then again, you wouldn't know what a woman is like. excuse me. What do you hope to gain from coming up with? I mean, you basically calculated something in your head. The 13th root of a 100-digit number. That's a big number.
I got lucky.
You got lucky?
Yeah.
I mean, you beat people with calculators. So what are you beating?
They have slow fingers.
Slow fingers?
Yeah.
All right, if you say so. What are you hoping to gain from this? Are you some sort of notoriety? Maybe get a recording contract? Are you with me?
Hold on for a second. I have to wipe my nose. I would finally like to have sex with another woman since I'm 38 years old. You never with a woman, not with another woman.
Someone other than Pamela Anderson?
Oh.
You're making me cough into the microphone. That's not good.
Sorry.
How many pocket protectors do you have?
17.
17. I thought you would have more than that. It's very disappointing.
No, 17. This is a shitty interview.
No shit.
You keep coughing and laughing. It's not very professional.
Oh, man.
Why don't you try a cough drop?
It's just from laughing at the insect song.
Ah, the insect song. Pretty funny. My cousin was on that.
It sounded like you were on it, too. Is it true that some numbers are easier to root than others?
Oh, that's bullshit.
Why is that bullshit?
Because they're all hard.
They're all hard?
I just got lucky.
Just got lucky. It's also, from what I understand, that you have another world record. What's that for?
I memorized 22 random digits in 4 seconds.
22? Now, think about that. 22 random digits in just 4 seconds.
Yeah.
Why? Why are you doing this?
In case you ever get a girl's phone number.
Okay, so let's figure. With the area code, the first three numbers. Okay, so right there you got six.
International calls a lot of numbers.
But you're already international. You're German.
Yeah, so if you're in Italy or Spain or United States, it's more numbers.
All right, but see, the problem with this is I don't know any girl alive and breathing that's going to find this remotely attractive. You know, it's not a good pickup bar in a line. Pick up bar in a line. Pick up one.
Stupid.
No, thank you. Pick up line in a bar saying that can memorize 22 random digits in just 4 seconds, or that you could calculate the 13th root of a 100-digit number in 11.8 seconds.
I'm going to try.
You're going to try?
I have 3 degrees. Psychology, education, and computer science. That's why I work at GameStop.
You would think that with those degrees, you would work somewhere a lot more gooder than that.
Gooder?
Gooder. Don't worry about that. That's a German word that you don't know, even though you're German.
Okay. I'm going to go now.
But Yaz is coming back. Where are you going?
My mother's calling me.
Dude, you're here in America.
My mother outside in a car.
You bought her from Germany here?
I go everywhere with my mother.
You ever think that that's why you don't have a girlfriend? Or never will have a girlfriend?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. A mom could be a dead weight. You might want to take her sightseeing to the Empire State Building while you're here. And she can have an accident.
Really?
Yeah, it's head first down into the street below kind of accident.
Onto a street?
To a street from the top of the Empire State Building. And then while you're at it, you can follow her.
I go now.
You go now. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So, yeah, there was a mildly successful interview with Gert Mittering from Germany.